First off, today it's Friday. We get an update on the grains and oilseeds markets with Errol Anderson of ProMarket Communications in Calgary.
Hi, Kaylin. Well, again, market eyes are all focused on the U.S.-China trade talks ahead of the March 1st tariff increase deadline imposed by the U.S. China did make a gesture that they may purchase up to $30 billion of U.S. ag products in principle, and this supported the market late week overall. But the U.S. grain futures are still grinding. Those soybeans did tumble early week and then recovered. Canola basically followed the momentum of these U.S. markets. March canola did break temporarily below its 470 a metric ton, but then recovered. Technically, Caitlin, we believe that the old crop canola is now becoming oversold, but fresh demand is now needed to sustain a rally into the late winter market. One Canada bids are now wide-ranging between about $10 upwards to about $10.50 per bushel, depending on location. For spring delivery and movement, deferred delivery bids and contracts may firm up as much as 50 cents per bushel overall.
Let's take a look at the green pea bids. They're moving up.
They are. Green pea bids are rolling higher. Top end number two green bids have surged as high as $12 per bushel. But the yellow market, Caitlin, isn't as enthusiastic. Number two yellow pea bid now hover around $7 per bushel, with the deferred spring bids heard approaching about $7.50 per bushel. The absence of India in our export market has definitely impacted the value of Canadian yellow peas. The oat market remains quite firm. Shrinking supplies of Canadian milling oats have powered those two CW bids across the prairies into a $3 to $3.50 per bushel range. Even feed oat bids are now rolling into a range of $2.50 upwards to $3 per bushel, depending on location. Durum bids, Caitlin, have also recovered sharply since the fall lows. One CW Amber Durum 13% bids are now approaching $7 per bushel or higher. That's about $1.50 per bushel off the fall lows. Durum acres, we believe, are apt to be lower this spring, which could help support Canadian prices in the new crop year.
Over the last couple of weeks, you've talked about barley bids being firm. Does that continue?
Yeah, you know, they're still firm. Barley bids remain quite firm, but we are unsure there's much more upside heading into the spring market. Feed costs, Caitlin, have been pushing the limits for cattle feeders. Corn is now being delivered into southern Alberta around $2.56 a metric ton. Barley delivered into the Lethbridge market is now fairly quiet. In central Alberta, barley is being delivered between about $2.50 upwards to $2.55 a metric ton, and that's about $5.45 to $5.55 per bushel. And this appears to us somewhat toppy right now. This may be an opportunity for barley growers to sweep out their bins for this crop year. New crop barley delivered Calgary South for off-combine movement is now being contracted between about $2.30 to $2.34 a metric ton. That's about $5 to $5.10 per bushel for September movement. And feed wheat bids have eased back, ranging between about $5.50 to $6 per bushel delivered across western Canada. And milling wheat has also softened, Caitlin. Russian export prices have weakened recently more than 10%, which has rippled into our North American markets. But China remains an active buyer of Canadian 1CWRS wheat, which is supporting our prices right now.
Errol Anderson can be reached at 403-275-5555.